This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Long ago, in the mountains of Tibet, a family of rabbits lived by a quiet and peaceful pond. Then, one day, a big round apple fell out of a tree and hit the pond. It sounded like this: plip, plop. None of the rabbits saw the apple. They only heard the sound. And boy, did it scare them. Their whiskers twitched. Ah, what was that noise? Their ears picked up. It was something big. Then their little rabbit feet thumped. Oh, something scary. And they hopped away as fast as they could. Fox saw the rabbits hopping and said, "Why are you hopping so fast?"
"Plip Plop is coming, and he's going to gobble us up."
"Plip Plop? Yikes!" And joined them with a tail that went... They all ran away as fast as they could. A snow leopard saw them running and said,
"What's the rush? What's the hurry?"
"No time to stop. Plip Plop is coming to gobble us up."
The snow leopard said, "Oh dear," and joined them with long legs that went. They all ran away as fast as they could. It was quite a sight. Yak looked up and said, "Why are you all running so fast?"
"Plip Plop is coming to gobble us up."
And Yak said, "Oh no," and joined them with heavy feet that went. They all ran away as fast as they could. No one wanted to be gobbled up by Plip Plop. They ran down the path until Bear stood in the way, as tall as a tree.
The yak ran into the snow leopard. Crash! Then they rolled into the fox.
Whoa! Wonk! The fox flew into the air, crashed, then slid into the rabbits. Whoa! Whoop! And the rabbits got squished between the bear and the rest of the animals. Bear folded his arms.
What in tarnation is going on?
Oh, Plip-Plop is coming to gobble us all up.
Plip-Plop? I've never heard of him. What exactly does this Plip-Plop look like?
We don't know? None of us actually saw him. No, we didn't see him. But we heard him, and he sounded terrible. Plip, plop.
Oh, and I bet he's enormous. And I'm pretty sure he's hungry.
Is that so? Well, take me to him, and I will gobble him up before he gobbles you. So all the animals led Bear back to the pond. The rabbits pointed with trembling paws.
Oh, see there? There, that's where we heard him. That's where we heard him, right over there.
And just then, Plip, plop. Another big round apple splashed into the water. Bear threw his head back and laughed.
Oh, little rabbits, that wasn't a monster. That's just an apple.
Oh, it is. Sorry, everybody.
Bear picked an apple off the tree and took a great big bite.
The only scary thing here is if there aren't enough apples for everyone. But don't worry, everybody. There are.
Bear used his great big paws to pick an apple for each and every one of the animals. And after all that running, they were so hungry, they each took a bite. And from that day on, whenever the rabbits heard a plip, plop, they laughed. Because sometimes what sounds scary isn't scary at all. Sometimes when we hear something that we can't see, our imaginations make that sound into something scary. Just like the rabbits thought the apple plopping into the water was a monster. Our brains are funny that way. Our brains want to keep us safe. So when something happens that our brains aren't sure about, well, our brains might tell us to run, or freeze, or fight. But we can help our bodies stay calm. Here are three things you can try. You can make one of your hands into a pretend apple hanging high in a tree. Now take your other hand and squeeze that apple tight and try and pull that apple off the tree. Well, this apple is stuck. It doesn't want to go plip, plop down into the water. So keep pulling. And pulling, and pulling. Ah, still stuck. Keep pulling and pulling. Pop, you got it. The apple came off, and now our arms can relax. Great work. Here's another thing you can try. Give yourself a great big bear hug. Are you ready? Hug. Oh, so good. Yes. Big bear hug. And now, you can practice breathing like a bunny. Let's scrunch up our noses like a little bunny. Let's take three little sniffy breaths like this. And one long breath out like this. It's fun to breathe like a bunny. Are you ready? Scrunch up your nose and three sniffs. Now breathe out. Let's do it again. Three sniffs. And breathe out. Here we go. Three sniffs. And breathe out. Three sniffs. And breathe out. Three sniffs. Breathe out. These are all ways we can tell our bodies to be calm. We don't have to run or fight or freeze when something scares us. We can calm our bodies instead. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Now that we're calm, it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, we can help our bodies stay calm and feel safe. Even when we hear something that sounds scary. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.